Today's shiur is Masechta Nazir, Daf Nun Ches, and we will begin on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Three lines from the bottom. We had discussed in the previous shiur the question. The Torah says, "Lesakifa pas roishchem," that one may not shave off his payas, and the Gemara had a discussion. If akafas kol roish shma akafa lo shma akafa, if one shaves all of the hair on his body, on his head, is that a violation of the lav of loisakifu pas roishchem? The Gemara now suggests that this should perhaps be the subject of a machlokes tanoim. Lema akafas kol roish, should we say that this question of akafas kol roish is considered akafa or not? Tanoihi is a machloikis tanon, the Tanra bottom, as we have discussed on a number of occasions. The Torah tells us that when one begins his purification from being a Mitzayra, he's healed from being a Mitzayra, and he begins his purification, the halacha is that he brings two tzipayrim, two birds, and shaves all of the hair on his body. Then he counts another 7 days, and again, he has to bring karbonos and shave all of the hair on his body. And the words of the pasuk are, "V'hoyi b'yoyim ha'shvi yigaleach es kol sa'aroi es roishoi v'ziknoi v'skabos einov es kol sa'arov yigaleach." And as we discussed when we learned the sugya previously on Daf Mem Aleph, the pasuk is somewhat difficult to understand. If the pasuk begins with the words "Yigaleach es kol sa'aroi," that he's obligated to cut all of the hair on it, all the hair on his body, why does the Torah enumerate as roishoy ziknoi? So says the Braisa, the Tan Rabbanan, roishah matamad loimer. Why does the Torah have to specify roishah? Answers the Braisa, l'fishenem loisakifa pas roishchem, because as we have been discussing, there's a lav. One is prohibited to cut his payas. Yochel af mitzora kein. I would think that a mitzora also may not cut his payas. So ask the Mefarshim, the Rishonim, how could we even have a havamina that a mitzora should not cut his payas? Isn't the Torah telling us that he has to cut all of his hair? So I saw a number of answers to this question. One answer is that perhaps what the Torah meant is that a mitzvah should cut all his hair besides for his payas. He should leave his payas. Another pshat is that the Torah is talking to an individual who the hair of his payas are missing, and therefore he doesn't have the issue of loisakifa pas roishchem. Another pshat is that the Gemara in the Havamina here perhaps holds that akafas kol roish, cutting all the hair on one head, is lo shmei akafa, is not considered a violation of the lav, and therefore perhaps it's not considered anyway a problem if he cuts all of his hair. Tamalai meroishai, the Torah tells us the mitzvahs asay that a mitzvah has to cut all of his hair supersedes the mitzvahs lois asay of lois akifa pas roishchem asay doicha lois asay. And as we have mentioned previously, there's a machloikas rishonim. What is the lomdus? What is the logic behind esei doichalos esei? Some rishonim explain that esei doichalos esei means to say that the Torah said that in a situation where we have this situation, should I be mekayim the mitzvahs esei, or should I be over the mitzvahs lois esei? In such a case, the mitzvahs lois esei was entirely not given and not said under those circumstances. That's one pshat that I saw. Or the other pshat that I saw is the pshat of the Ramban that teaches us that fulfilling mitzvah saseh represents the midas or ahava, a person showing his love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he mekayim his mitzvahs. Not violating the mitzvahs lo saseh is yira, the fear. For one violates the lo saseh, he gets punished. Midas ahava is greater than midas yira, and therefore esedoichalos say. The Mefarshim ask, that even if we apply the concept of Eser Deichalosa Say, the concept of Eser Deichalosa Say only tells us that we could violate the Lysa Say if while doing that Say, we're violating the Lysa Say. But Eser Deichalosa Say does not allow us to be over a Lysa Say and afterwards only be Mekayim that Say. They therefore ask, in this situation, where one is a Mitzayra, and he's also cutting his payas. As soon as he cuts his payas, he's over the lav of Lo Yisakifa Pas Roishchem. The mitzvahs say that a Mitzayra has to cut all his hair, he only fulfills when he finishes completing cutting his hair. So it's not Be'idne, it's not at the same time. So how do we apply the concept of the Esei Deichel Lo Yisakifa? So some Mepharshim want to suggest that our Gemara is referring to a situation where he actually has only one hair left on his head, and at that moment he's doing both mitzvahs. Other Mepharshim, the Karen Iris, suggest that the mitzvah of Mitzayra cutting his hair is not only fulfilled at that last hair that he cuts, but all of the cutting of his hair is included in that one mitzvah, and therefore it's entirely a situation of Esei Deichel Lo Yisakifa. Miches Chinuch answers that even though, as we've said, we only apply the rule of Esei Deichel Lo Yisakifa Be'idnei, when we could do both at the same time, says the Miches Chinuch, that rule is only applicable when we can accomplish it. But in a situation such as ours, where, as we explained, the Lysis, we can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah Asay unless we are first over the Lysis Asay, we don't have to have the Idne to apply the concept Asay Deichel Lysis Asay. Another question the Mepharshim ask is that although, as we just said, there is a concept of Asay Deichel Lysis Asay, but Asay Deichel Lysis Asay speaks to the individual. I have now a challenge. Should I be over the Mitzvah Lysis Asay? Should I be Mekayim the Mitzvah Asay? Esei Deichel Lysis Asay. But the question that the Mepharshim asks is here, the Lysis Asay, as we learned in the previous year, is being violated by someone else. Someone else is cutting my hair, the hair of the Mitzvah. So he's over the Lysis Asay, and I am Mekayim the Mitzvah Asay. When someone else is doing the Aveira, we don't apply the concept of Esei Deichel Lysis Asay. And because of this question, the Arm Farshim that indeed suggests that the Mitzayra himself will have to be the one to cut his hair because of the reason of Esei Deichel Lo Yisakifa. However, most Mepharshim don't agree, and they say that someone else can cut the hair. And I saw a number of explanations. One explanation, also very connected to what we learned in the previous year, that the only time someone is over the lav of Lo Yisakifa Pas Roishchem, as we learned previously, it's not only the person who cuts, it's not only the person who takes such a haircut, but even the barber who gives such a haircut is over the lav of Lo Yisakifa Pas Roishchem. Explain the Rishonim that the barber is only over if the person receiving the haircut were also over. But in our situation, we just explained that since the Mitzayra, because of Esei Deichel Lo Yisakifa, does not have here a lav of Lo Yisakifa Pas Roishchem, there is no lav either to the barber. Another pshat, which is in line with what we said a moment ago, that where do we say that someone else may not be over a Lo Yisakifa in order that I should be over, that I should be able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Asay, is if there is a way for me to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Asay without my friend being over a Lo Yisakifa Asay. But here, since the only way that I can be Mekayim the Mitzvah Asay is if he is over a Lo Yisakifa Asay in giving me a haircut, we do apply the concept of Esei Deichel Lo Yisakifa Asay. And as the Mepharshim explained, the reasoning behind this is because we say Kol Yisrael, says Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Arevim Zeh L'Zeh, and that's part of his obligation towards me, that if I have the obligation to cut my hair, and only through his help can I accomplish this, we apply the concept of Esei Deichel Lo Yisakifa Asay, not only for me, but even for him. However, continues the Gemara, as we said, the word roishay in that pasuk is extra. So v'tanya idach, there's another braisa that explains what we should use the word roishay for. Roishay matam leimer. What do we learn with the word roishay? Lefish nemagav a nazir. Since the Torah tells us regarding a nazir, tar lo yaval roishay, a nazir has a mitzvah say and a mitzvah loisa say, prohibiting him from taking a haircut. Yochel af nazir mitzayir kain. Even if a nazir is a mitzayra, he should have that rule. Tamalayma roishay, the obligation of a mitzayra cutting his hair supersedes the loisa say vasay that a nazir has of not being allowed to cut his hair. However, points out the Miches Chinuch, this is only in a situation where a person was a nazir and then he became a mitzayra. And as we're learning, the mitzayra has the obligation to cut his hair. Here, the Torah tells us the mitzvah say of the mitzayra cutting his hair supersedes the mitzvah loisa say of tal lo yavel al roishay, the mitzvah say of kodesh yir gadol parasar roishay that a nazir has. But if there was an individual who was a mitzayra and then he accepted upon himself naziris, there the Miches Chinuch says that this Gemara's dispensation will not apply. And the reasoning is quite simple. For why did you accept upon yourself naziris when you knew that when you're going to be cured from your tzaras, you're going to have to take a body shave? So we have here machlokes, what the extra word roishay in this pasuk is used for. Says the Gemara, my laugh. How do we explain this machlokes tanoim? My laugh tanoihi. This represents a machlokes tanoim. The man da amar mi nazir, the man da amar that uses the pasuk to teach us the halach of a nazir, kusavar holds, hakafas kala roish loishma kafa, shaving all of the hair on the head is anyway not a violation of the lav of lois hakifu pas roishchem. And therefore, he says, I don't need a special pasuk to teach us that every mitzayra may shave his hair, because there's no violation being committed. And therefore, v'chi asa kra, what is the pasuk coming to teach us? L'mitches loisa se vasei, to speak about the case of a nazir mitzayra. However, idach, the first tana, sava akafas kala roish shma akafa, he holds shaving all of the hair is a violation of the lav of loisa kifa pas roishchem, and therefore we need the pasuk v'chi asa kra, we need the pasuk of roishay l'mitche lav greida to teach us esse doicha loisa se. Amar Rava, so Rava says no. The kula alma akafa is kala roish loishma akafa. Everybody will hold that shaving the entire hair is not considered shaving, is not considered being over the lav. So if so, the pasuk, I don't need a pasuk to tell us that a regular mitzayra could shave his hair. He's not doing anything wrong. The chiyas akra, the pasuk is coming to speak about the following situation, says Rava. Where a person first cut off his payas and then cut the rest of his hair. And Rava is suggesting, if he would have cut all of his hair at one time, he would not have done anything wrong. Because now we're holding HaKofa's Kala Roish, Loishma HaKofa. Therefore, even kihikif ulbsoif gileach, if he first did it in this fashion, first cutting the payas and then cutting the rest of his hair, also loy mechayiv, he's not chayiv, because ultimately he's cutting all his hair. Ask the Gemara, umik kosef krahachi, and the Mefarshim explained the Gemara in the following manner. They explain that it's really difficult to understand at first glance what Rava is saying. Rava is saying that since the Mitzvah is allowed to cut all of his hair, he's allowed to cut it even in a fashion where first he does cut off the payas. Ask why? Why should he do it that way? The answer is because we have the extra word roishay, and Rava is saying that extra word roishay is coming to teach us that extra word roishay is coming to teach us that he can even do it in such a fashion. Ask the Gemara, can that be the explanation of the pasuk? V'amar Rish Lakish, didn't Rish Lakish teach us that kamakim shat amaitza essay v'leisa say? Whenever you faced with a challenge that you have an essay and a leisa say, im ata yochla kaim mishneim, if you could fulfill the mitzvah sasei and not violate the mitzvah lois sasei mutav, great. Only im lav, only if you have no other option, yava esav yitches lois sasei. So here, why, ask the Gemara, should Rava explain that the pasuk is allowing us to cut the payas, since eventually I'm going to cut all of the hair? It should not be permitted. Just let him shave his hair all at one time. And therefore, that can't be explanation of the pasuk. Here, Rish Lakish taught us a very important concept, that even though we have the rule of esei doicha leis esei, we don't say it where we don't have to say it. Machloikis, if this rule that Rish Lakish taught us is midoraisa or the rabbanon, machloikis and mafarshim, and it has a practical nafkamina, where what would be the halacha that the only way I could be mekayim a mitzvah asay is by being over an avera de rabbanon? Do I say esed doicholaisa say or not? If we say that esed doicholaisa say is a concept midoraisa, so then we say it then also. However, if it's only a concept of Rabbanon, it may be a different rule. And the Mefarshim also discuss another question that the Mefarshim discuss in applying Reish Lakish's rule, is what will be the halacha if in order to be Mekayim mitzvah, in order to be Mekayim, I could avoid being over the Lois Asay by waiting to be Mekayim the mitzvah Asay till tomorrow. Am I obligated to wait or not? Should I wait or not? It's a machloikus rishonim. There's another question. If I am to be mekayim the mitzvah sasei, I have to be over a lois sasei. However, if I allow someone else to be mekayim the mitzvah sasei, he will not have to be over the lois sasei. And the Mefarshim asks, will Rish Lakish's rule apply then or not? So I saw that the Mefarshim say we follow the following guidelines. If it's the type of mitzvah sasei that's nitten l'shlichus, that someone else could be mekayim on my behalf, then we will not allow me to be over the lois sasei. We will not say esed doicha lois sasei. But if it's not the type of mitzvah sasei that I could rely on someone else to do on my behalf, there we will say esed doicha lois sasei. Another question that the Mefarshim discuss is as follows. The halacha is that for mitzvah to say, a one has to spend only up to a chaymish. He only has to spend up to 20% of his assets to be mekayim mitzvah to say. However, to avoid a mitzvah lois to say, there a person has to spend all of his money to avoid mitzvah lois to say. To give an explanation, to buy an esrig, you only have to spend up to 20% of your money. But not to be mechal Shabbos, you have to lose your job, even if you'll be left without a source of income. So now the question is as follows. We have a situation where, in order to avoid being over the lois sasei, I would have to spend more than a chaymish to do that mitzvah sasei. Do we follow the rules of mitzvahs asay, or do we follow the rules of mitzvahs lois asay? This is a subject of machlokes rishonim. The Rashba says that we don't have to spend, and the Tosfos says we do have to spend. Ask the Mefarshim, as we begin the next piece of Gemara. The Gemara is going to teach us that one of the examples where we apply this concept of esay doicha lois asay is by tzitzis. That one is allowed to wear a cotton beged, a cotton garment, with wool tzitzis, even though it represents a situation of shatness, esed doicha lois asay. Ask the Mefarshim. Reish Lakish just taught us that we only say the concept of esed doicha lois asay when we have no other option. So why, in a situation where I have a cotton beged and wool tzitzis, do I say esed doicha lois asay? Go buy yourself a wool beged, and you won't have to have a situation of esei doicha lois asay. So the Shalos Tshuvos Oneg Yontif and the Shagas Aryeh say the following. Yes, I have the wool tzitzis, I have a cotton beged, I can now go buy a wool beged and be mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis without resorting to the concept of eser doicha loisasei. However, this cotton beged will remain without tzitzis. And therefore, we don't want a beged to remain without tzitzis. So it's not considered a situation where I have options, and therefore we apply the concept of eser doicha loisasei, even according to Rish Lakish. There are other mefarshim that suggest that tzitzis, the heter of wearing shatnas by tzitzis, is a unique situation, where although typically we say regarding esei doicha loisasei d'chuya, we only rely on the concept of esei doicha loisasei as a last resort. By tzitzis, by klayim b'tzitzis, by shatnas b'tzitzis, it's hutra, it's completely permitted without any shaila. Says the Gemara of the Kula Alma, everybody will agree, hakafas kol haroish shema hakafa. Shaving all the hair of the head is considered a violation of the law of lois akifu pas roishchem. Umanda mukam l'kro, l'mitche lois asev asei. However, if so, the Tana of the second Braisa, who said that the pasuk is referring to a nozim etzoyra, lav greidim enole, where will he know the concept of esed doicha lois asei from? Answers the Gemara, yalef megdilim. He learns it from the halacha of tzitzis. Damakra, because the pasuk first says lois silba shatnas, the one may not wear shatnas. The Tanya, and the Braisa says, the first pasuk says lois silba shatnas, Hagdila, but the pasuk also says right next to it, Gedilim Taslucha, you should wear tzitzis, to teach us that even though we're not allowed to wear shatnas, Eser Doicha Loisasei, and putting on tzitzis on a beged, even though it involves shatnas, is permissible. As the Rishonim, perhaps shatnas is a weaker Loisasei, for we find that the Kohanim, the Big Day Kahuna, were made out of shatnas. And that's why maybe we could be lenient with the Avera of Shatnas. How can we use this as a source for Kol HaTorah Kula that Eser Doicha Loisasei? Answer the Rishonim. The fact that Kohanim wear Big Day Kahuna that are Shatnas cannot be used as a factor here, because that's a special din in the Big Day Kahuna. That's the way one is Mekayim, the mitzvahs, avoided the Kohanim, did the avoida, and that can't be used as a issue in discussing the general rule of shatnas and the general issue of shatnas. Ask the Gemara, Umayin the Mafkalei Meroishai, the Tan of the first Braisa, that uses the word Roishai by the Pasuk Mitzoyra, to teach us the concept of Eser Doicha Loisasei. My Tamalai Nafkalei Megdilim, why doesn't he learn from this Pasuk that we just learned of Gedilim, that should be the source for us, for Eser Doicha Loisasei? Amalach, says the Gemara, that Tana says, I need this Pasuk, l'chid Rava Hudasa, to teach us what Rava taught us from this Pasuk. The Rava Rami, Rava asked a question, k'siv nosnu atzitzis hakonof, one should put tzitzis on the corner, min konof, which means that the tzitzis should be made out of the same material as the corner of the beged. And as the Rishonim explained, Rava's question is that the word konof is seemingly extra. It says already in the pasuk, the nosal kanfei bigdayim. What does the Torah say again, hakonof? That has to be on the min konof sotcheles. That has to be the min, the same material that the corner is made out of, should also be the material that the tzitzis are made out of. But there's another pasuk that says semra pishtun yachtov, which means that the tzitzis are made out of wool or linen. So how do we reconcile? How do we reconcile these two pasukim? Answer Rava. Semra pishtun, wool or linen tzitzis, poitrim bein meminim bein shlemiminim. It makes no difference what material the garment is made out of. Wool or linen tzitzis are permitted. Shaminim, however, other types of tzitzis, biminom, can be applied to garments made out of that material. So if I have a silk garment, I can make silk tzitzis. Shloi biminom, but if I'm not wearing a silk beged, Ein paitrim. I can't put on silk tzitzis. Wool and linen, however, could always be put on. Explains the Rosh that this rule of Rava is really an extension of what we learned from the word Roshai. And the Rosh explains as follows. The word Roshai teaches us the concept of Esei Doicha Laisasei. After we learn the concept of Esei Doicha Laisasei, so therefore, one could have tzitzis that are shatnas. And therefore, Rava's rule that we could have wool or linen tzitzis under all circumstances is very understandable. Because it makes no difference what material the beged is made out of. Because we already learned that Esed Daichalaisa say, and therefore, wool and linen tzitzis will always be permissible, even if it involves shatnas. However, before we go further, the halacha is that we would not wear tzitzis that are shatnas. It was only in the times of Chazal where they allowed tzitzis that should be shatnas. We won't allow tzitzis that are shatnas. We, the chatchila, should not wear tzitzis that are shatnas. One of the obvious halachas that we can learn once we understand this Gemara is that it's obvious that tzitzis are not only to be put on wool or cotton garments, but it's obvious that tzitzis have to be put on every type of garment. The only question that Rava discussed is what material would those tzitzis be made out of. So there's a question that Ramosha discusses. What would be the halacha, a beged, a garment that's made out of nylon, which is a synthetic material? Is that beged also mechuyev b'tzitzis? Ramosha suggests that even though our Gemara just said that you have that all types of garments we have to put on tzitzis, says Ramosha, that's not by nylon. For nylon, the synthetic material does not have the same characteristics of materials that the Torah speaks about, which are woven materials, materials made out of wool or cotton, threads. And therefore, Ramosha said that one should not wear tzitzis on a nylon beged. Shiloh regarding Shabbos is considered carrying. There are poskim that disagree with Ramosha, and they hold that even a nylon begadim, Ramosha Sternbuch, the Shabbos Chuvas is Nidbru, say that even nylon begadim are mechuyev in tzitzis. Another interesting shiloh that I saw is that Rava just taught us that since the Torah uses the extra word kanaf, the corner, to teach us that the tzitzis have to be the same material as the corner, unless the tzitzis are wool or linen. What would be the halacha, asked the Echroinim, if we have a garment that's a material, but the corner is a different material? When determining what material the tzitzis may be made out of, do we follow the corner, or do we follow the entire garment, because the corner is really negligible in relationship to the rest of the garment? Ramosha says that in learning what Rava said, it's clear that we should follow the corner, hakonof. However, other Achraim suggest that certainly we don't just look at the corner when we have a big beged, a big garment made out of other material. Ask the Gemara, for high tana the mapik l'roishon l'lav greda. This tana, the first tana that we quoted in today's shir, that says that the word roisha is coming to teach us esei doichalaisasei, and that's why Mitzayr is allowed to shave off his payas because of esei doichalaisasei. The osi esei v'doiches losasei v'esei menolon. From where will we know that you're allowed, that a nazir Mitzayr is allowed to shave his hair? For as the Rishonim explain, the Gemara is assuming that everyone agrees that a Nazir Mitzayra is allowed to cut his hair. But where will this Tana know it from? Answers the Gemara, Nafgalei Mezuknoi. He learns it from the word Zakonoi. Because the word Zakonoi that we have in the Pasuk that we mentioned at the beginning of the shir is also superfluous. Why do we have to say Zakonoi? Isn't that included in the Kol Sarai in all of us here? Zekonim atam v'loimer. Lefish nemar ufas zekonim lo yigaleichu. Because the Torah tells a koyin that he has a loisa say and a say prohibiting him from cutting his hair. Yochel af from cutting his beard. Yochel af koy mitzayra kain. So if the mitzayra is a koyin, he should have the same din. Tam loimer zekonai. That's why we have the pasuk of zekonai to teach us that essay of Saras is doicha the loisa say and a say that apply to the kayin. The loisa say is what we just said of the kapas karam lo yilgalechu, and a say is kadoshim tiyu. Uman the mapik l'roishai. Ask the Gemara. The man the omer that said that we, the tan of the second braisa, that said that the word roishai comes to teach us, l'essay v'loisa say, that someone who is a nazir and a mitzayra is allowed to shave his hair. Why not leilim zekanai? Ask the Gemara. Ula tameich. Stops the Gemara. The kaimelam ba'alma that we always have a halacha. The lo esse esse v'doiches loisa seva say. We have a rule that even though, as we have been learning and will continue to learn, esse doiches loisa say, ein esse doiches loisa seva say. And there's two explanations why ein essay doicha loisa sev assay. One is because the essay, who says that this essay is better than that essay? Ein essay doicha loisa sev. But if we have one essay versus another essay, who says that the first essay is more important than the second essay? That's one line of reasoning. Another explanation that the Rishonim give is that we have a lois assay which is strengthened with an assay that makes that lois assay so much stronger, and even though normally we say essay doich lois assay, this is not the type of lois assay that can be superseded. Says the Divrei Cheskel, what will be the nafkamina between these two explanations? With essay is only here to strengthen the lav. It's not an independent essay. It only strengthens the lav. According to the first reason, then we could apply the concept, perhaps, of essay doicha lois essay. Because the essay is not really an independent essay. It's only strengthening the lois essay. But if the reason is that a lois essay that has an essay attached to it is a stronger lois essay that cannot be pushed away, so that makes no difference what the purpose of that essay is. There we don't say Eser Doicha Lois Essay. Ask the Gemara, if we're saying that throughout Shas the Halacha is Ein Eser Doicha Lois Essay Vassay, why over here is the Halacha Leif L'Bikoyin from a Koyin, which is a situation, as we just explained, of Essay Lois Essay, and yet we're saying that the Essay of Mitzoyer shaving his head Dochi is doicha de loisa sev assay. El mekayin lo yalpina, says the Gemara, we can't use kayin as a source. Because mal a kayin has a unique situation. Shekain lav shen eshav b'kol. It only, these lavim only apply to kahanim. For the same reason, noz mekayin nami lo yalef, we can't learn the halacha of a noz mitzayir from kayin, because Koyin has this unique characteristic that it's a lash and a shav b'kol that we can't use for other areas of halacha. Ask the Gemara, man the ma'akim l'hai roishah b'nazir. According to the man d'om that says the word roishah is coming to teach us the halacha regarding a nazir, lomali zekonai. Why do I need a pasuk of zekonai to teach us that a koyin who is a mitzayra may have his hair cut? Even though it involves an essay, lois essay, why don't I learn it from the word roishai that teaches us that a nazir, who also involves being doich an essay of a lois essay, yet the essay of a mitzayra cutting his hair supersedes that essay and lois essay of a nazir, it also will supersede the essay and lois essay of a kayin. Why do I need two psukim? So as Tosfos points out, the Gemara, as it ultimately will soon, could have answered that Kayin has this issue if it's a lav she'en eshav b'kol, and Nazir has the issue that it's a lav that could be released, because as we've learned so many times, one can have his nether of Naziris annulled. But the Gemara wants to give a different teretz, because the Gemara is going to teach us the halacha that we've discussed, that the way a Metzairah shaves his hair is with a razor. We need it while we learned in a braisa. Sakana matam loimer. Why does the Torah have to say sakanoi? Fish in Emar, because the Torah says regarding the Kohanim, Ufas, Zekonam, Loigalechu, Yochel Af Kaimet Saira Kain. So I would think that even a Kaimet Saira should not be allowed to shave, Tamalayma but Zekonai. That's why the Pasuk says Zekonai, that the mitzvah of Tzaras supersedes this. Umanolam Batar. How do we know that a Mitzaira's shaving must be done with a razor? Says the Gemara, the Tanya. The Pasuk says regarding the Kohanim, as we just quoted, Ufas Kanam lo yigalechu. Yochel af gilcha v'misparayim. So I would think if somebody cut his beard with a scissor, yichayiv, habichayiv for that laugh, tamaloyim v'loy sashkes. The Torah says, dafka if it's done in the form of sashkes, which means destruction, removing the hair down to the skin. Eloi sashkes. So if I only had the pasuk of loy sashkes, yochel liktim malaknut ubritini, if I cut it with these different types of utensils that are sharp, that could give you this very close shape, also you'll be chayiv for the lav of loy sashkes, tamalayim fasu kanam loy galechu. Which means that you have to use an instrument which is usually used for this purpose. Eiz geluach sheyesh ba'eschasa. What instrument has both of these characteristics? That it's an instrument that's used usually for shaving, and it also gives this hashchasa that it cuts down all the way down. Have a oimer zatar. It's a razor. So now we're seeing. So explain the Mefarshim, the Gemara, in the following manner. If a Mitzayra did not have to use a razor, why do we have an issue with a Kayin? Let him cut his hair without a razor. Let him cut his hair with one of the other methods, and he'll be Mekayim the Mitzvah Sasei of a Mitzayra cutting his hair, and he won't be over the Mitzvah Slay Sasei. It must be that the only way a Mitzayra is Mekayim his mitzvah is with a razor, and therefore we have this issue, and therefore the Pasuk teaches us that we should do rather the shaving of the Mitzayra, even though it involves a lav and a say, and that's what we learn from the words of Kanai, that the shaving of a Mitzayra is done by a razor. The Paiskim discuss, here the Gemara clearly defined how one is over the lav of loisashkes pasuk konecha by using an instrument that's usually used that goes down all the way. And the question comes up is regarding shavers. We discussed this question earlier, and Amasechta and Mefarshim explained that a shaver, we have to understand how the particular shaver we want to use works. If it works in a fashion that it cuts all the way down to the root, that would be usur, because it has all the characteristics. It's the material, it's a utensil that's used for shaving, and it goes down all the way. However, if it doesn't cut with that type of a smooth cut that goes all the way down to the root, it may be mutter. As I also mentioned, the Michs Yitzchak discusses, would there be a nafkamina if the shaver is made out of plastic or metal? Mefarshim say that we don't find anywhere in halacha saying that the isra or pasta karam la yigalechu is limited to utensils, to instruments made out of metal. Ask the Gemara, a man the mapukle lahai roisha, the Tana of the first braisa, who used the word roisha to teach us lav greida, to teach us esedechaleisa say. Ask the Gemara, lam leila michtav roisha, v'lam leila michtav zakanai, why do I need a posik, both of Roshai and Zakanai, Mashman Lamitchil Lav Greda, Once we have a pasuk, and as Mefarshim explained the Gemara in the following manner, it's obvious to the Gemara that all mitzaroim, whether they're nazir or not, that the mitzvah of the mitzvah supersedes any of their situation. So ask the Gemara, if that's the case, that if there's a situation where in undergoing this shave, one is over a loisa say and a say, yet the halach is that we apply the concept of eser doicha loisa say, so hekach shakalhu v'yavishneim. The Gemara is understanding, is the Gemara saying we shouldn't have to have both psukim. Once we have the pasuk of Zekonai, which teaches us that any mitzayra, whether he is a kohen or not a kohen, has the right, has the obligation to cut his hair, then it's obvious that if there's only a loisa say involved, it's mutter. So why do I need these two psukim? Says the Gemara, we need the two psukim because we need a pasuk kohen, a separate pasuk for kohen and a separate pasuk for nazir. Kohen min nazir lo yalef. We can't learn a kohen from a nazir. Shekein yeshna b'shayla. Your nazir has a unique situation that he could have his isur annulled by being shoyl on his naziris. Nazir min kohen lo yalef. On the other hand, we can't learn nazir from kohen because, as we learned, shekein lav she'en ishav b'kol. It's a lav that isn't applicable to everyone. It's only applicable to kohanim. And so therefore we need a separate pasuk for kohen and for nazir. And we can't learn that just like we see by kohen and just like we see by nazir, that not only is esa doicha loisa say, but esa is even doicha loisa say vasay. It should be the halacha all over that esa doicha loisa say vasay. We can always ask the questions that we just pointed out, that Nazir and Kohen have very unique characteristics. This has the characteristic of Lav Shed, Kohen has the characteristic of Lav Shed and Shavu Kol, Nazir has the characteristic Shekhen Yeshna B'Sheila. Ask the Rishonim, yes, we can't learn out from Nazir alone because of its unique characteristic. We can't learn out from Kohen alone because of its unique characteristic. But why can't we learn from a combination? You're going to want, which we have many times in Shas, you want to learn from a Nazir and say you can't learn from Nazir because a Nazir, Yeshna B'Shayla, Koyin Yuchiyach, which is not open to Shayla, when one can't have his Kahuna annulled. You want to learn from, so obviously that's not the factor to be taken into consideration. You can't learn from Koyin alone because it's Lav She'en Ishav B'Kol, Nazir Yechiyach, because Nazir applies to all people, men and women. So why don't we learn from Tzad HaShafa? Answer the Mefarshim. Because all of the halachas that we'll be learning in today's shir regarding a Mitzairah. There's a special reason why by a Mitzairah we should allow him to take his haircut and be purified. Because the halach is that until he's purified, he may not have relations with his wife. Therefore, in this special situation where there's a question of shalom bayis, that's where we say esa doicha loisa say vasay, but we can't apply it to anywhere else where shalom bayis is not what's at risk.